And welcome back again to the What's Up Radio program with your host, Terry Lowry. What we're discussing is not for everybody, but if it's for you, it can save you a bundle. Or it might just get you that operation that otherwise you couldn't afford. We're talking about medical tourism. It's a new thing in America and in Europe where patients go overseas to an accredited hospital. They get a procedure done, all the while staying in a 4-star hotel. The company we're talking with did not pay for this. I'd love for them to be a paying sponsor, but they're doing this as a service. I'm doing this to you, the listeners, as a service. Patrick Marsek is with us. He's with Med Retreat. That website, easy to remember, medretreat.com. Patrick, welcome back.
Thank you, Terry. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I was just kind of flippant there. I'd love for y'all to take a 30 or 60 second ad all the time, but you didn't pay for this. You know, I've got some paid sponsors, but you're not one of them. I just want the listeners to know that I did a segment prior to yours with a senior fellow with the National Center for Policy Analysis, and he did a paper on medical tourism,
yep,
healthcare free trade, that it's becoming a booming business in America. And you're not the only one out there. I don't want you to name your competitors, but I bet there are a number of them, aren't there?
Well, you know, we started about 5 years ago in July of 2003, and I think we were one of the first. Now there's over 200 competitors, Terry. So, yes, it's people are looking into this because they see the value in it. And being that there is value, they feel that they can make a career out of it as well.
Okay, so Patrick, let's say I go online to medretreat.com. I fill out some initial paperwork. You all email me for a convenient time to call me. Your staff now, is it a nurse? Is it a nurse consultant? Is it a doctor or somebody else that calls, gathers more information? What's that step involved?
Well, first you will speak with our director of facilitation. By the way, none of our staff are nurses or doctors. We leave the medical information and communication up to the doctors themselves. It's not our job to figure out what your needs are. It's actually up to the doctor. And that's where it should be. You know, even if I were a general practitioner, what are my qualifications to talk to you about a spinal disc replacement? We don't feel that's necessary. What is necessary is having great communication skills and good follow-up skills, so that all you need to know when you enter our little membership is that you need a procedure, and we will guide you step by step at your own pace through the entire process.
And your membership is free?
Membership is free. Yes.
We don't pay you a thing. It's all paid to the doctors or whatever, right?
The way this works out is we've negotiated a 20% discount from our hospital partners overseas. So what they do is we receive a 20% commission on the services that we provide overseas. And the way that works, Terry, is you will pay us 20% to book your procedure overseas. Your money stays in the U.S., you travel abroad, and you pay the hospital the other 80%. Now, the reason we collect 20% is we have what's called a guarantee. If you travel abroad, you have a consultation with your doctor, you tour the hospital facility, if you don't feel completely comfortable with the situation, you're free to travel back home, and we will refund your entire deposit.
100%.
Now, knock on wood, that's never happened, but that's why we feel comfortable and offering it, because
well,
we know what the conditions are.
So let's say that I'm going back to the example from the first segment, and friends, is posted on our website at terrylowry.com. The topic of this is medical tourism. The company is Med Retreat. Our guest is Patrick Marsek, M-A-R-S-E-K, because we post our segments in our archives by guest last name, M-A-R-S-E-K, Marsek, by company name, Med Retreat, and by topic, medical tourism, and also by date. So if you're out in the Gulf today and you don't get back into your computer for several days, you can always look for today's date on our website in our search engine.
By the way, Terry, very nicely done with your archives. I like the way that you can sort by 4 different criteria like that. It makes it so easy to find what you're looking for. Job.
How many times have you been driving down the road and you're listening to some talk show host and they're interviewing somebody and, man, it sounds like they're talking about a book. And they're talking about whatever and you want more information on it. But before they finish the interview, you get to where you're going and it's an appointment at scheduled time. You go inside. You never knew who they were talking to, what company they were with, how to to find them, what their website is, or you're driving down the road and they say, for more information, call 444444. We'll be right back after this quick time out. What's the number?
Exactly.
I made it because I'm slow and I'm from Oklahoma and I'm barefoot and I barely read, so I want to make sure that our listeners can. And we have thousands that go to our website. They stay an average of 32 minutes at one time is what our webmaster said. So I praise God for the ability to be able to be there. So back to my knee. Let's say that I go on online. I fill out a little free application. We email back and forth. We call. You talk to my doctor. My doctor forwards my medical records. Then let's say that I'm wanting this knee replaced, and it's about $60,000 in the Houston area. And you have negotiated with some accredited hospitals, say, in India?
Well, actually, we have 9 different destinations. Yeah, so India is one of them. Malaysia, Thailand, Turkey, El Salvador, Costa Rica, Mexico is coming up soon for dental, Argentina, Brazil. What's most important, though, is really looking at your specific case.
Okay, well, I want to use an example here. Let's say that I want to go to India. How do you communicate with a hospital, and how do I communicate with that hospital?
Right. Well, initially, you'll communicate with us, and we will transfer all your information. So you don't have to worry about linking up with the hospitals in different time zones and things like that.
Okay,
Program managers work 14 to 15 hours a day, so we're in direct communication with the hospitals, and we transfer your files and do all the follow-up that's necessary.
Okay.
If you do have direct questions for the doctor, which sometimes that happens, or the hospital facility, we'll facilitate for that for you as well.
Okay,
You just have to worry about contacting us, and we'll do the rest for you.
Okay, so do you send me a list of hotels that are near the hospital that I can pick from?
Yes, all these destinations. We've actually visited the hotels that we're recommending, and we've stayed in them. We want to make sure that they are every bit of what they say they are. As well, we've negotiated contract pricing with them, so you won't be able to receive a better price if you were to try to go direct. So you'll be saving money all the way around.
Hey, Patrick, can you do one more segment?
Sure.
I want to walk through some more of this example. Again, it may not be for you today. Maybe you don't need your knee replaced or elbow or need a triple bypass. And this may not be for somebody that needs an emergency operation, life or death, today, tomorrow. But you got to get your hip replaced. You got to get your knee. You got to have something that's expensive. Even expensive at $10,000 to $12,000 may only cost you $2,000 or $3,000 by going overseas. And if you're self-insured or if you're not insured and you have to pay for it out of your pocket, and maybe you can work with your insurance company. If you've got a high deductible, maybe you can go overseas and share the savings so that you don't have to pay $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 out of pocket. And maybe you can do a little sightseeing before your operation. Maybe you can't stay afterwards, but we'll talk about that after this quick timeout.